Turundusdoktor aitab.
It's a case study that sounds like that. I have a company that produces fur coats. We do private label for some of big clothing chains, but we also have our own small collection of classical fur coats and jackets for women, and we want to enter the Russian market. We have had some business meetings in St. Petersburg, but as we don't have any famous brand or brand name, the possible distributors are not interested in us. Our budget for marketing and advertising is rather small. What should we do?
Well, first of all, I would like to ask this company: what volumes are they ready to bring to the Russian market? I mean, the volumes of their products, because we've had this experience with Italian cosmetics, nice producers of eco cosmetics, and they wanted to go to the Russian market, and we found a good contact with them with a large chain selling cosmetics and perfumery here in Russia, and they don't need boxes, they need coaches, they need like big trucks of cosmetics, and of course this company wasn't able to deliver it. So basically they have to be honest with themselves and say, okay, that many items per year, per month, we are ready to deliver to the Russian market. And that will depend on what they will want to do, because if the volumes are rather big, then they would probably have to do some PR and partnerships. If the volumes are rather small, then I would suggest them to go direct to partners. And maybe the reason that those meetings were not successful because they were not with the right companies. Because, I mean, we have to keep in mind the price range, whom are we targeting here, and maybe we can find good partners who are not working with famous brands but are ready to expand their product line. I mean, there are here like that, I'm sure. Don't go to large brand chains, then they will of course ask for what does your brand value brings us. And I would also offer them, I would suggest them to go to some image consultants, which could help spread the word and maybe make them appear in some fashion shows. I would really have to find out how it works, but these could be one of the channels to go here, because there are many image consultants who can, in a way, advertise them. So if they're large, PR in partnership. If they're small, then partners are their way.
Natalia, I have to ask, what does the image consultant do? Because we don't have, or I don't recognize this.
We have also.
You mean it's a kind of advertising bureau who does beautiful pictures, or is it a kind of stylist, company of stylists who helps your clothing to appear in famous people's or on famous people, or
no, it's neither of those two. It's actually those people who help people to look nice. So what they do is revise your clothing, revise the way you look, and then they would offer you a new haircut, new makeup, and new clothing. And they
I explain. Anu hasn't.
No. I understand, but I think
there are millions of Russians who go to the image consultant to know what to wear.
It's kind of, we call it stylist in Estonia, probably.
In a way, yeah.
Okay. And the image consultants, do they sell also the product? Do they get any commission?
I think it can work this way, but normally it depends on the level of the consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Most
okay.
of them will just take shopping to the right places which they know. For example, if I want to go to such consultant, I want a new look, of course I won't know where to buy it. Because if I go to the places I used to go, I will have the same ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this person will take me to the shopping tour within the city even, right? And they will help me buy the clothes that will fit me well. I think that could be a good channel, because what these people do is certain number of people, maybe, well, to an atmosphere where they are all together and they go to different fashion shows. So So this could be one of the opportunities to talk to them and maybe ask their opinion about the market.
Yeah, and it will help also when the volumes are not very big. You can somehow kind of, with the limited volumes, manage
yep.
this
yep.
market.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Raul, what are your suggestions?
As you know, I am a specialist in pool coats. So, yes. First of all, it's interesting case because even in Russia there is not a very known fur brand because fur is just everybody wears fur, but mostly they don't care about big brands. This is one interesting thing, but another thing is actually that if you have your label, so it's not your label you're producing for, rather try to grow it, and because to go to Russia to do a fur business, nobody has been successful. Despite Greeks who who have flown all the market in Greece, if you take the Greece and all their economy, then the only thing in their economy that grows is producing fur coats to Russia. Everything other is dropping, but it's for many years now. But this is a little bit joke, but It's difficult from Estonia to produce to the market. If you in Russia you have, for example, if I'm dealing with fur also, I'm buying fur from Moscow, from Siberia to bring here because you have farms there, you have everything there. In Estonia you compared to that have nothing. So it's very difficult. And we had also the lady Anne Veski, who is well known in Russia, also singer, pop singer Anna Veski, and about 10 years ago she started her own fur brand and tried to promote it in Russia, and it lasted about one year, and then she was bankrupt. If she didn't do it with her name, I don't know what name you have to pay for. So my first suggestion is be really careful. But if you don't want to be careful, you still have money, then my suggestion is the same. You can't go to the big stores and try to, because there is tons of fur in Russia in every store. You have to go to these image consultants or people who will just pick one or two or four people. One fur coat, if it's, for example, if it's a sable, the prices start from 115 or 200,000 euros, and you don't have to be big enough. You can you can make and sell those coats 10 coats per winter, and you are already rich, I would say. So you don't need a large amount. You just need a clever findings, and I think these image consultants are a good idea.
Very good. My suggestion, I was trying to consider what does it mean, as it was said here, that they have a kind of the classical coats. And of course, when you look at the market, probably the classics is always something that works. But on the other side, knowing that, for instance, Moscow is really, really into fashion. And I remember my old times in a fashion business, then their Moscow... the shopping centers there behaved like all the other European fashion capitals. The season started early, less discount or shorter time for discounts. So it means that the other solution might be that trying to find a good designer who can really help you to produce the really top fashion items from fur. You don't need to be classical, you can use the very fashionable line, and then the handwriting might be something that people might like, because knowing Estonian designers and the Russian ones, the handwriting is always very, very difficult, and it's difficult for Estonians to understand what does a Russian customer
different,
like me.
Different, you mean different.
Yeah. It's just different. Mm-hmm. So it might be that the first thing would be really to take a look at this design. And then, of course, the other one would be that, yes, the image consultants might be the right ones, but I think also that the consideration is about the volumes. Maybe there are just smaller stores that are specialized for the for a special customer group that do not have high volumes, but there you see that they are really the ones who can sell the type of handwriting you have. It really needs a lot of market research and understanding where do people buy fur and what type of fur and where could be the more classical type of stores or more fashionable type of stores. But I think it's worth of looking because really, as Raul told us, the prices are very high. It might be enough when you do not a big quantity, but just the right things.
Well, I will agree about the marketing research because definitely this is presumed that before you go out anywhere, you make a research and then decide go or not go. So that's definitely to do. I would be really careful about selling several pieces, hoping to sell several pieces on a high price, because if you think about who is buying those high-priced pieces, those luxury things, right? Those people, will they buy it from image consultants? They might probably want to buy it from the brand name, and that's the same problem as we talked about. Or they even go for it somewhere else abroad, Greece as well, one of the destinations. So I would think of this something that's more of the mid-priced and then would be more affordable to the class. That would be my thought.
Thank you. Thank you a lot, Natalia, for being with us, for the interesting conversation and good suggestions. We are going to meet you already this week during the conference where we talk also how to work in a Russian market and how to do marketing in Russia. But for our listeners, I would say that thank you for being with us and listen us again in a week's time. Come again. And meanwhile, please send the cases so we have something interesting to discuss in our next shows as well.